This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Feeling that Friday. It's feeling so good. It's just exciting. And Outside Lands tickets all day long. I'll give you a code word in about, I don't know, about a minute.
I'm answering some texts here. I decided I would write the person who asked about what is...
Kissing Australia?
Yeah, I just wrote him back. It's kissing down under. But now I've said it, so I guess that doesn't... Mm-hmm. Never mind, I take the text back. I didn't mean to.
Found under, mate.
Yeah, that's what it is, though. And we're just trying to, you know...
Like the chassis.
Not
the
get in any trouble.
Right.
But not... you know, the truth is I've had partners who say that's critical and love it. Mm-hmm. And if you do it with some enthusiasm, it's mm-hmm. even better. Mm-hmm. And I've had other partners who are like, what yeah. I really want is, you know.
I don't.
You know the. You know what I.
Do I?
You know.
It's, mm-hmm. yeah, let's just, yeah.
Yeah. Don't make me say it.
I'm not. I'm
Please
just,
don't.
I'm just literally just sitting here watching you squirm.
What about that code word?
All right, it's time for it, isn't it?
Good stalling by us.
With some solid stalling. Right now is your chance to go to Outside Lands. Text us the word concert. Yeah, Maddie's not a fan. CONCERT. Text the word concert to our contest line 20357. Concert. You'll be in the running for a pair of 3-day general admission passes to Outside Lands, Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat. The list goes on and on. It's August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park. This hour's code word is concert. The contest line, 20357. Text concert there and you're in the running. More tickets at 12:05 and Jane has 4 pairs of tickets this afternoon at 3, 4, 5, and 6 on the fives. She'll give you the code word. You win the tickets. And it's like an extra specially good Friday. So I saw this and thought to myself, well, that's just dumb. But then I read it and thought, also, it's so Betty White. So,
what?
Yeah, Betty White, she lived to be 99.
So Betty White.
She lived to be 99 years old.
She's dead.
She did die. She died, I don't know, was it 2 years ago?
I don't remember.
It's been a while. She almost made it to 100, but she didn't.
Okay.
And she was... Apparently, she told people what her secret to longevity was, and it's fun. It's
I hope it's whiskey and cigarettes.
You're very close. It's actually vodka and hot dogs.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does she mean really hot dogs? Like she eats those? Or
reportedly, Betty White ate at least a hot dog every day. Yes. And she also loved her vodka, but she didn't stop there. According to Megan Fahey, who I was just telling you about last hour, she's got a new movie out, and she was from season 2 of The White Lotus. She's in the couple that goes with Aubrey Plaza, her character, and it's like these two couples on vacation.
But she's the one who's, this is the one where they're dropping pictures on her phone? And she's kidnapped?
Yes. Drop is the name of the movie. She's on a first date. Her kids and the baby, her kid and the babysitter are at home, and somebody is saying, someone is airdropping her photos where they're in peril and said, you have to murder this guy you're on the first date with or they're getting it. You've suddenly become an assassin character.
What do you do?
Well, I mean, obviously I kill the guy, you know.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, my kid.
Right there in the restaurant.
Wherever it takes, whatever it takes, wherever it breaks.
Okay.
That's, I don't know. I mean, I hope I'm never faced with a situation like this.
Sarah, we take him for a walk.
Yeah, let's go for a hike. What do you think?
Yeah.
But it's like 35 degrees out.
Look down there.
And there's no mountains around here. We're going to go find one real quick. Lay down here. I'm going to get the car. Oops. Anyway. Betty White.
I wouldn't trust you to get that done at all. You're a lady who fell in a hole in your own house.
Don't worry, I'll drive back and forth. I'll go back and forth. Back and forth. Boom, 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 boom. I'll get it done. My kid, you know? Betty White lived to be 99. She credited her longevity to her positive attitude and junk food. Apparently, she was on the record with this stuff. I just like food. It's delicious. A hot dog every day. She loved her vodka. And Megan Fahey from The White Lotus, who worked with her on some Hallmark movie called The Lost Valentine. These Hallmark movies. Sandy, did you ever see that one? She said Betty White would eat chocolate cake for breakfast every day. She would walk up to whatever craft service. They knew she wanted it. It was there for her. And she would have a big fat slice of chocolate cake every day.
You know, I would say that's ridiculous, but it's no different than eating all the other donuts and pastry that right. we would eat. So if you like chocolate cake, you might as well.
Why would I have a donut when I like chocolate cake more and I'm Betty White and they'll bring it to me? She also, Megan, the actress in question who was telling us about the chocolate cake said, yeah, she was also very much into vodka, but was never unprofessional on the set.
That's great. I only wish I could partake in a responsible way.
Right, and be responsible.
Because it's not possible for me at all.
I will say, though, don't take this to heart. People out there who are trying to, whatever you're trying to do, live healthy, watch your weight, whatever it is. Genetics plays into this. Like, this is just, she was able to enjoy all these things. And live to 99.
Alcohol and sugar like that should have made her the puffiest, reddest faced pig of all time.
Oh,
like, you know
gracious.
What I mean? Like, that is, it will ruin your face. Mm. Like, that. And did she have all those, what do they call them? Blossoms?
Yeah, gin blossoms. Which are what? Just like little mini sprung veins, that's like just, little spider
it's
veins?
Just your skin is drying out yeah. and.
That's true. It gets a little bit bulbous, doesn't it? Tell when someone's a big drinker.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think she did.
Affect her at all.
Well, she or got maybe old. She did get old.
It also might be that she had a sip or a shot a day as yeah. opposed to right. half a bottle before
it's
noon.
It's true. So
you're thinking how we would drink it.
Yeah, right. I am.
That is it. So she's all like, give me a, and maybe she just had a small sliver of cake. Here's a little bit of cake. Here's a shot of vodka. Off we go. I'm ready for my close-up.
If you can do things like that.
Yes. And it makes you happy.
In a measured way, but most
plus
people
hot dogs,
can't.
Come on. So good. I wonder what her brand was.
Every day?
It does seem like a lot, doesn't it? You'd have to really like the hot dog brand because hot dogs, you get sick of them. Like, I always will put two on my plate and never make it through the second one because you just get, like, sick of eating hot dogs.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, really?
Never gotten sick of eating hot dogs.
Oh, you love them?
Love hot dogs.
Would you eat a hot dog a day?
If someone was making it for him, I bet he would. Here's your hot
dog. Well, they're
here's
the easiest thing in the world to make. I mean, they're already cooked.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, yeah, I would eat, I guess I would eat one a day if it was, like, that was the deal.
Tell you what, when you come over for the hot tub, I have wiener sticks.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Oh, and you bring them in the water with you?
Yes, we cook them right over the hot water.
Wiener
sticks?
No,
it takes a long time.
In the water.
Oh, no, I don't allow that. They have to be showered off first.
Over the water, in the water. Just boil them.
Oh my gosh, you can make a giant hot dog vat out of
your
hot tub.
Oh my God, we can make soup in there.
Just bring a couple packets and drop them in.
Oh, just let them float. Pick them up when you get hungry for a snack.
You said it's salt water, so it's already seasoned?
Yes, right. It's fantastic.
That's great.
It's a great idea.
Send pics.
This
post
hot tub
pics,
is getting better and better all the time, isn't it? Anyway, I'm sure there's a lot of people who wish that they could live on Forget the vodka even. A hot dog and a slice of chocolate cake every day? Okay. Really? I make it to 99 on that? The sex doll that Lamar Odom had made to look like his ex, Khloe Kardashian. Are you familiar with the story, Bob? There's these things called the real doll. So they're life-size, elaborate. These are not blow-up dolls. We're talking about posable. Look it up. You should look it up.
I am.
Oh, you're going to show her? Okay. So these dolls are fully customizable. They have all the orify. Multiple orifices. You can pose them any way you want. You can make out with them and do other things. I think the teeth are removable, so that's solid. You can say, I want the front end to be this big or this small. I want the back end to be this big or this small. I want them to be this height. I need them to have this this color facial hair for eyebrows and regular head hair. They put together a sex doll for Lamar Odom that looks like his ex-wife. I can actually see it. It's down there at the bottom of the page you've got pulled up on the images there, to the left of the picture that your clicker's on, right there. There we go. Lamar, there's actually shots of him at the Real Doll factory where he's picking out the different.
Oh, that one's got a chaunch.
Pieces. Oh yeah. Oh, there's real dolls for girls too, or gay men, or anyone who's looking for a chaunch. I mean, it's equal opportunity, but there's the Khloe Kardashian face on that one doll. Post all of the stuff that she's had done. I will say that they've definitely said, oh, look, her nose has changed. Her eyes have changed. Her mouth has changed. So the shape of her face has changed. Let's change all that stuff.
So Lamar got a doll made to look like his ex-wife.
Yeah. So he was actually, it sounds like he got a deal on it because they are expensive. I mean, like with all this customization, it's probably like.
Well, they're getting tons of run.
$30,000 doll. So yeah. So he went in, he took pictures in the factory. They're putting this thing together for him. And I'm sure he got a deal. So now, whereas we're watching this season of the Kardashians, the point in time from 6 months ago when this was happening has arrived on the show, The Kardashians. And so now we get to hear how Khloe Kardashian feels about it as she found out. She says it's really, really wrong. She was expressing her disgust in one of those confessionals, you know, like the diary room stuff that they do on shows like that, reality shows where there's, you know, someone sitting in a room and doing their confessional. She said, I'm supposed to be flattered by this. She's the biggest one. Boom, boom, boom. It's me, Khloe. I'm supposed to be flattered by this. This validates just how different we are and how much we've grown apart. And it's creepy and it's weird, but I'm not hurt by it. It's his journey. It's just weird and gross. She also told her mom.
That was great, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, you could get me, like, sometimes she comes bursting into a room and she slams across the floor. Oh, I'm here!
Just use the one we already have.
Yeah, well, where's that? I don't know. Oh. Just, you know, trying to help me get us some new sound effects.
Oh,
so Khloe also said to her mom, Kris Jenner, during this episode, that she feels the whole situation so demonic and unwell. Oh, it's creepy and wrong.
If Maddie got a doll that looked just like you,
oh, like me? Yeah. I thought you were going to say his ex-wife.
No, just like you.
That would you be problematic.
Hold on. Just let me finish the story before you decide.
I'm like his sister. At least I hope I am.
You are.
So you're saying you wouldn't like it?
No.
What if, okay. What if you didn't know that he'd had one for many years and then you went over and he didn't get it hidden in time? Would you be like, I'm looking in a mirror. Why do you
have
this?
Or does it look that much like me?
It looks just like
you. Would you still work with me after that?
I would not.
Shouldn't you be flattered?
Should I be?
Shouldn't you? I heard her say, I'm not flattered. This is not.
She's like, it's disgusting and weird and creepy and gross.
I just want to make sure you'd also have that same reaction to someone.
It's definitely not a welcome thing to find out about. And I actually feel like even if I was super into someone, like if I found out John had a me doll, that would just be, I don't know. That's too, it's too much.
What if his answer is, you give me 8 minutes a week? Eight.
I'll give you 10.
That's not nearly enough.
Let's begin the negotiation. The doll's going to go. The doll has to go. Okay. What are you going to need?
2 times a week at 8 minutes each.
Fine. Done.
All right. Take the doll.
Every
what
day.
What's wrong with it?
He just said 2 times a week. How do we go from every...
Oh, I did.
I'm just saying.
Dog,
I mean,
didn't I?
Men, absolutely men, not. Men,
what? That's why I have an agent.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Go right to it every day.
I know. The opposite, just by a little bit. I'm like, you got it. No problem. That'll be perfect. That is perfect. Yeah. I don't want that. I think that I don't... It, honestly, it's I feel that it's creepier when it was like a messy breakup and you find out that he's still obsessed and has this real doll. That's creepy. It's, you know what? A lot of it's creepy, because if I did find out that you had one, we would be done. I would be, because how am I going to just be normal around you anymore, knowing that you're like so into me that you've got a doll that looks like me at your house? And who knows what you do to it? You are sick. You're like a guy who smells his own socks.
Wow.
Harsh.
You better not ever get one.
Hey, ladies.
Anyway, I don't know what his deal is. I assume this is meant, Lamar means it as a compliment, but it's gotten warped you know, the execution of his.
Well, I wonder if the real doll people said, look, Lamar, we'd love to have you on as a spokesperson. We'll make you a doll. You let us know what you want for it. They probably didn't suggest we'll make you one that looks just like your ex-wife. And he was like, yeah, make me one that looks just like my ex-wife. That's the one. He said that he's open to getting back with her. Like, he feels like she's the one that got away. And she did step up for him when she had a stroke or whatever the hell he had at that brothel he was at. She went and got him. And even though I think they were already separated, she, for like a year and a half, put in the time. Like, I actually think she's a really good person.
I do too. And I actually think that this is very sad in reality, because while we're talking about a sex doll he's made look like his ex-wife, the truth is his addiction ruined probably the best thing he's ever had in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening here. It's all lost in translation, as he's just a sex doll. Is not the way you tell some late the love of your life that you miss them, but this is what works in his head.
In fact, it's like the final nail in the coffin. Like, if there was ever a chance, the sex doll just ruined
it's
that.
It's very
for you.
Sad, because I can imagine he has these times where he realizes that lady's the best thing that ever happened to me. And I had to go stroke out in a whorehouse.
Yep.
Like, that's where that ended.
Right.
Is him doing drugs and having a stroke in a whorehouse in Vegas.
What an incredibly sad story.
And they had to call 911 and say, we think this guy might be dying in the whorehouse.
Right. Can someone come get the body?
Right. Yuck.
We got to, and then it's his somewhat, you know, his estranged wife who comes and gets him. Oh, any rewards are by getting a doll made like her. Oh, anyway, there's that. I got an Ed Sheeran story for you. Everyone's going country. Everyone. Ed is playing next weekend at Coachella. I think it's the 3 p.m. slot on the Saturday.
Yep.
Okay. At a smaller stage. He's not on the main stage. So if you're going next weekend, and, you know, if you're specifically looking for Ed Sheeran, that's one. And it's the Mojave tent or something. Ed Sheeran says that he is going to transition to country music someday. I feel like the people who grew up in the country and are people who have been playing country their whole life have to be getting super annoyed at this point. Like, they're having a great... It's what a run for country music. It's honestly, the takeover has been profound the last couple of years. And not that there weren't always country music fans, because there definitely were. I was a kid. I worked at a country station and thought, ugh, this music. So it's not like a new thing. But everyone's doing this now. People are leaning into country music in a way that is... The only person who leaned out of it is Taylor Swift. I don't even barely remember that she was country anymore. She's just a, you know, incredible pop star. So, but everybody's trying, you know, dipping their toe in. And Ed is like, you can't just dip your toe in. Ed Sheeran goes, if I ever go country, I'm not going back. Because he thinks it would be disrespectful to the people who, he says Nashville's his favorite town in America. And he
I've never been.
Loves. I've only ever driven through it.
I like some country music, and but it's weird how I, in the same way I like some metal, but some metal is cheesy and lame, and some metal is everything I want in the world. And I feel like there's certain things lyrically that turn me off immediately. Certain things, you know.
You mean, are you talking about metal now or are you talking about country?
In either one.
Either one.
I feel like there are old music that seems very traditional. I like it. A new artist doing the exact same thing that's been done, you know, 50 years ago. I don't like it. It doesn't feel authentic to me. It feels like
derivative.
Yeah. Like you're copying. And I don't necessarily love that.
It's like Beatles to Oasis.
But I do feel like if there's someone who's doing country music and is creative.
Yes.
And can put a good spin on that style of music, I'm in.
Yep.
A good song's a good song.
I agree with that. And there have definitely been songs, even ones that, you know, that are definitely country songs that have made it onto Alice. And I go, you know what that is? That's a solid song. Like that Maren Morris song, My Church, that song, I could listen to that all day.
There's a bunch of them, for me anyway, that are... I feel they're creative and they put a new spin, a new, you know, unique.
And a new topic would be great. I feel like there's only five topics in country music. It's your pickup truck, your dog, the woman that forced you to drink your whiskey. That's two right there. And I don't know, your cowboy boots, I guess.
I think
and your
one of the things people like about it, though, is that
your gun rack?
The comfort.
Yes.
You know, like that. This is, I want to hear.
There's a few Dixie Chicks songs that I really like too. Like there's a, you know, it's the Soldier song that the first time I ever heard it, I'm like, never play that again. I'm crying. Like it's so.
They got you.
They got me good. Yeah.
Right.
Natalie Maines, I think her name is.
Yep. They're great.
I love them, actually. Anyway, and also they're very like, I don't know. The country music world is not crazy about them right now.
Right now. That's been an ongoing feud for like 25. They broke all their records.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when was it? George Bush?
20 years ago,
yeah,
at least.
It's been
20 years
Bush.
Goes by fast.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
I remember them being like, you know, we're ashamed to be from Texas. Because that was where he was from.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to Ed Sheeran. He was being interviewed and admitted that Nashville is his favorite city in the U.S. And he says, I'm not new to the country music scene. You know, I've done stuff with Luke Combs. He's sung with Chris Stapleton. He did a surprise set at the iconic Honky Tonk Tootsies.
What?
So iconic, I've never heard of it. Of course, I'm not into country music. So he says, I feel like I have to do it properly. Like once you transition to country, you can't transition back. It's a genre you have to respect, really. It's not just dip in and dip out. I did not know that Ed Sheeran has so much love for the country world, but maybe at some point we'll see a record.
It's interesting that he's saying that right now because the new song is the danciest thing I feel like he's ever done.
That Ozzy Zahn song? Yeah, I agree.
Like there's there's keyboards and all kinds of stuff going on there.
And this, I'm excited for this. I feel like there are a few categories that I would like to see the Oscars add in. And this one is going to be starting in 2027. They are going to be awarding an Oscar for the best stuntman or woman. Right? How exciting is that? I every time I see stuff about that, how they put these stunts together, I'm always like, that's fascinating. It looks incredibly dangerous. Wow. You know, what an incredible talent. And there's a stuntman on Survivor right now that it's like.
And you didn't even talk to me about Survivor yet. What are you waiting for? Tell me everything.
Well, did you feel like there was that much to talk about in that episode? Yeah.
Nope.
You know what I mean? It was a good, solid episode. In fact, the stuntman was the king of the world.
He, whatever his skill set is.
Strong hands.
That was the easiest looking thing. Like he was with one hand just standing there. And he says to the guy, which is.
Rude.
Not what you want to do, but he's like, bro, all day.
Yeah, I got this. You should just let go.
I'm not
got in his head. I'm not trying to bum you out. I'm not, my hand.
One
is,
hand.
Right.
I got this. This isn't going to.
It's funny because he switches hands. They have to hold this thing. And if they let go or if it starts to slip through their hands, like this big, 25% of their pre-survivor weight is in this bucket, each one of them. So they all have the same amount. compared to themselves. They're holding onto these handles. And he's, and this stuntman, David, his name is, he's so strong. He keeps letting go with one hand and just like, you know, and he's so built. He's like the cover
at
of a romance
point,
novel
he
built.
He pulls up his arm and makes a muscle, and he's still
and
got muscle.
And little muscles come up on his arm, the muscle on his arm. It's crazy.
They start to waste away.
Especially those muscle guys usually.
And he's not wasting away at all.
So he's all, you know, smoothing his hair with one hand and holding on to the thing with the other hand. And he drops his hand down, and then they show the firefighter, our guy from Sacramento,
on the
Joe.
Ground.
He's holding him, but then he lets go, and that's when the one hand isn't enough to hold it. And he's trying to be cool like that guy. Anyway, stunts. They're going to get their date. They're not going to be a category at the Oscars until 2027, so it sounds like we have a couple years left to go. But the other category I would love to see them add is animation voiceovers. I thought that starting with in Finding Nemo, Ellen DeGeneres, her portrayal of Dory, I was like, that deserves awards. Like, she was amazing.
There's a lot of great performances.
Really good performances, mm-hmm. Right? For God's sake.
They should go back and give us Oscars for our amazing performances
in
the movie Cars.
Yes, they definitely should. Like, retroactive Oscars for bit parts in a movie. But I've always wondered, why don't they do that? Voiceovers. They're incredible.
I'm with you.
Yeah. All right, I'm out of time. Vince, what you got?
Uranus.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Oh, thanks.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Uh-huh. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. That's all happening at radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning, right here on this fine radio station, Alice at 97.3.
How you doing?
Right here.
Howdy.
Listen, please. All right.
The time.
Clouds today are expected with highs in the 60s to low 70s. Depending on where you're at. Decent day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prefer blue skies, but all right, we'll take it.
Sure.
No rain in the forecast.
That's great news. That's what we want.
It is time for nerd news.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert. I might have that. Oh, I don't need it. Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
These are the science stories of the week for
science.
You.
Science. Da-da-da-da. Listen to us with all our things working.
Oh! I happened to see Tim, our guy who's been helping us fix the things that aren't working, and he was like, God, I love that everything's computerized now. It's just great.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's the overwhelming. Everyone's saying that. You know? Everyone's just into
just
it.
So great.
It's really.
He really was aggressive with it. I feel
everyone's
like.
Talking
he was,
about, yeah.
You know, after coming back to radio after taking a 16-year break, it feels like, yeah, things have really improved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Everything runs
solid
smoothly and yep.
Computers.
They're the best.
Who needs anything
it
else?
Fixed everything.
Backup system. Why would we want that? It's all right here.
They do a great job though.
They actually engineers. Do. Oh my God. Our engineers are
oh
amazing.
No, they're great. He
they're
wasn't,
awesome.
He was talking about the computers and I used to love the physicality of
yes.
doing a radio show, putting in the carts and pulling them out and getting them out of here and get my record in and just, like,
and cutting and pasting, good doing reel to reel.
Like,
I was just telling Bob, I'm like, there's nobody that works in radio that doesn't start having the dead air dreams where you're like trying to find a CD or something. And,
it would be an album, and it would be like always an Aerosmith album with like all these really weird shows. I'm like, I'm not even sure which songs, and each one of them was only 2 minutes. And I'm trying to get the thing on there while I'm looking for something else to play, and the hotline's ringing, and it's definitely the program director. And I'm drunk.
And you're wasted?
Yeah, I would be like, why am I even here?
NASA.
Yes.
Is running a contest to find the best way to recycle astronaut poop in space.
Oh.
Whoever comes up with the best idea wins $3 million.
Haven't they read The Martian? You use that for dirt.
Ideally, it would also work with pee and puke as well.
Oh, puke too. You know, I read this thing once where they were talking about how on the first manned missions to Mars, they're going to be looking for couples because it takes over a year to get there. So they need people who are like in an established, working, solid relationship. And then that they would use their bodily waste in bags to shield them from radiation from the sun. And that is how they would use it. Now, on the International Space Station, maybe they don't need that. Maybe they have plenty of shielding.
You know, I was sent a video and I wish I could pull it up and just play it for you, but I can't. It's in here. There's no plug
sure
in
for that. Right.
But it's that guy, Tyson Greenfields.
Yeah, that's not his name.
No, it is. And it's
what is his name?
Spaceman to the stars. Wait.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson!
Yeah, that's what
Tyson
I said.
Tyson Greenfields, yeah.
Tyson Greenfields. Got it. Go on.
So nailed
it.
He was saying, so
thank God one of us has a young brain. God, Bob, what would we do without you?
We're already attached. Stop it.
I know.
Anyway.
Tyson Neil deGrasse.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Said, he was asked, you know, hey, all this talk about actually terraforming Mars, do you think that humans will ever actually be able to do this? And he said, his response was thoughtful. He didn't go, of course not. That's ridiculous. He was thoughtful about it.
That was the underlying thing, though, I'm guessing.
It was very much. He said, you know, we still suffer from hurricanes and floods and fires here on this planet. We can't control our environment here at all.
Yes. We can't stop a hurricane.
And you want to go to another planet and put ourselves in a bubble and somehow in the end he was like, it's ridiculous. No. I mean, maybe he didn't say that, but I took the vibe to be, we can't manage ourselves here on this planet, and it's completely hospitable.
Yeah, right. You can walk outside during any weather. I mean, I guess if you're in the desert,
there'd really
be a windstorm.
I never really thought it through the way he, I mean, you know, he's the astronaut to the stars or whatever that he calls himself. But I was like,
the astronaut to the stars sounds about right.
You know, he's all Tyson does Green all the grass. TV shows and he's always out there, you know, yapping. And I just thought, well, there it is. He's actually thought about it and realizes there's no way humans are going to be able. It's just going to be one big disaster.
Well, there will be a lot of disasters, but I think it's going to happen. It has to at some point.
Okay, I'm going to send you the video because
it's okay. It's all right. I'm sure that
he's going to poop all over your.
I'm
we're
sure
going to Mars.
I'm
everyone.
Sure he's right. Well, there'll be a small settlement on Mars, and we'll learn a lot from that. And then at some point, they're going to find a way to put us into stasis and send us to one of these places with a potential Goldilocks planet. Or not. Or we'll just die here on this planet.
In other space news. Da, 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 da. Uranus is full of surprises.
Oh, I've heard that, yeah. Uranus is one of the best planets.
That's the line Earth.com went with after a study found the planet isn't spinning as fast as we thought.
Whoa, you're kidding me.
No.
A slow Uranus.
My God.
Just spinning slowly.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm just trying to have fun. A slow anus.
Well, hey.
That's just shortening it down to its little nickname.
Oh, today's show
is great. Relax.
It takes Uranus 17 hours, 14 minutes, and 52 seconds to do one full rotation.
Oh.
That's 28 seconds longer than astronomers thought it took.
Oh. So it's negligible difference.
What? Uranus is full of surprises.
Yeah, that's one of them. What's the other one?
No, that's it.
Oh,
that's
that was
I
the got one.
For, I mean, for
it's
now.
Pretty good,
anyway.
Though. It's good, though. Anytime you can talk about Uranus, though.
Today is National Pet Day.
Is it? Fred.
A study found dogs are creating an environmental crisis because there are just so many of them. Cats are bad, get a bad rap for killing birds and other wildlife, but dogs do it too. And there are four times as many of them, over a billion dogs worldwide.
Huh. I'm surprised that there are more dogs than cats. Cats, wild cats, they just, seems like if there's a pack of wild dogs that gets rounded up and a pack of wild cats, you try and catch them. Try and round up a pack of wild cats.
I've heard the term herding cats, so yeah. It does sound like it'd be hard.
At Disney, it's like one of the little things there that they don't talk about too much. There's a ton of feral cats that just live at Disneyland and Disney World.
I worked there for a little while as a boy, and I never saw the cats, but okay.
Mm. It was on some Disney special I watched.
Mm. I'm not surprised.
They're the happiest cats on
Earth? Well, sure they are. But it is sort of a weird thing, like, cats are secretive. Dogs are just out there, you know? A dog, I can't imagine that there are more.
A billion dogs.
Incredible.
And he rescued one of them.
Darn right he did.
Yeah. You didn't go to a puppy mill. You got a dog from the pound.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
No, but he was a rescue.
But you still did. Yeah, it was a rescue.
He's a good dog.
Oh, sure.
I'd say, come on. All right, stop it. Stop it, you guys. I do it for the dogs. I just do it for the dogs. I just love them so much. No, stop. No, come on.
Great job, buddy.
Come on. Keep it coming.
San Francisco unveils a great big naked statue.
Oh.
Have you seen the great big naked lady statue yet?
Oh, it's a naked lady.
It is.
Yes.
She's here. She's huge. And she's glowing on the Embarcadero.
Really?
An imposing statue is slated to officially be unveiled in San Francisco. This was yesterday, though. Anyone who's walked along the Embarcadero the past week has surely caught glimpses. I used to drive along the Embarcadero to the old building.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it anymore.
Well, it's too bad. You would have driven right by the naked lady every day. How tall is she?
45 feet.
And what pose is she in?
She stands proudly all nude. Here's a picture of her. I would call that standing straight up with her palms facing forward.
That is super cool. She's made out of like almost like a scaffolding kind of a thing. And it looks like there's a dude in there doing some welding.
Oh,
you see
I
that?
I thought those were nipple covers.
Oh, let me see.
No, you're right. There's a guy in there.
Right? Is that a
no,
guy?
No, that's a guy. Yeah. I thought that was I totally thought that was just a way to cover up the circle.
She's put that on the Facebook page.
She looks like she's made out of like a, you remember those erector sets when we were kids?
I think she lights up at night.
Oh, cool.
I think that it's whole
really
thing
neat.
Goes,
yeah,
goes
she does.
Glowing.
She's,
that's
she's
what they're saying.
She's sort of standing just straight up. Her legs are slightly spread and her arms are out slightly from her body and she's just sort of standing.
The 45-foot silhouette stands proudly nude, all 32,000 pounds of her directly in front of the ferry building tower.
Hmm. Right there, huh?
The title is Revolution, or that's R-Evolution.
R-Evolution. That is I Am Woman. Hear me roar over there by the ferry building. That's nice. It's really cool construction.
They say this was unveiled at Burning Man 10 years ago.
Oh, how funny.
And it'll now be on display here in San Francisco.
So this is not a permanent installation.
It's view. That's it standing there.
It'll be there for about at least 6 months.
Neat, said. Right?
There's a dude.
I can't hear you. What?
There's a in that second picture you just showed me, there's
He's,
a dude sitting there in her.
Don't.
Yep, but his legs hanging out. Where,
yep.
Okay.
The woman area has some work being done.
Oh, is that so? Did it break or something?
Well, I don't know. They're building.
That's bad when that happens.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
We're making Maddie really nervous today.
I don't know why you're so nervous.
I know.
This show is as tame as it's ever been.
God, we're like vanilla ice cream.
I will give you this, though. because it's gotten, like, we have, I believe, have gotten much tamer than we once were.
Yeah.
Now, a little spice stands out considerably more
than
you know, before it was like
the Wild Wild West.
Anyway, so check out the naked lady on the Embarcadero if you come through the city anytime soon. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that, Vinny.
Deaf people have actually been known to use sign language in their sleep.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Instead of talking in their sleep.
That's incredible.
There are six states where you can sue someone if they have an affair with your spouse that leads to divorce. Hawaii, North Carolina, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Utah.
Hmm.
That guy boned my wife. I'm suing him.
It's called like abandonment of affection or something. I've heard that in certain cases. Like they can sue you for stealing their person.
Yeah, I mean, if the person isn't stealable, then they wouldn't have been stolen, right?
Well, you've...
It's called alienation of affection.
Oh, there it is, there it is.
Or criminal conversation.
Criminal conversation?
That's what they're...
Doing. That's just like overbearing flirtation.
I like alienation of affection.
It's nice. Alienation of affection.
Band name.
This is a new song I wrote.
I know. I was like, what just happened? Did you just go punk rock?
I did, fully.
Yikes.
Because it's so rude.
Tyson Greenfields.
Yeah. That was great. And I knew you had Tyson right. And I was like, it's something else.
He's an astrophysicist, not an astronaut. All right, take it easy.
Yeah.
I didn't have the video right in front of me. It's in my phone. I was working off memory. Something. You know who I meant.
Yeah, I'm actually embarrassed I couldn't pull the name.
You should be embarrassed.
I am.
I rely on you for these things.
And I could not help you with it.
All three of us are embarrassed.
I know. And then, but Bob stepped in. It's fine.
Thank you, Bob. You're the best.
We're about to celebrate her.
A 30-year-old brain of hers.
I know. God, it's annoying. Remember being 30, knowing everything.
510 says, yeah, but what if Sarah had one of those dolls of Vinny?
Well, that'd be really weird.
I would feel complimented.
Oh, this is actually, I see what you're saying. So if a guy has a real doll made in your image, then it's weird. But if a girl has a guy doll made in some other dude's image, you'd be fine with it.
I mean, then the very next one though says, what if Scott Capurro got a Vinny doll?
Oh, what about that? What if I had one and Scott had one?
I don't know. It sounds like I'm on a roll.
Really?
Like,
you'd be fine with that.
Well, everybody loves me.
I mean, it is just a doll. It isn't the actual person.
Right.
Like, why is that?
I think so.
I'd be like, can't you do better then? Like, don't you want something a little
bit? I thought you said you were like batting 1,000. Like, every girl you ever see wants you.
No.
What did he say?
No, that's what he said.
Yeah. It was basically 100%.
That's not what I said.
What did you say? We said out of 1,000. The question was, you meet someone face-to-face 1,000 times, 1,000 different girls. You meet them face-to-face. How many of them are like, yeah, I'm down. I'm in. And you said, well, 1,000.
No, I said 500.
Oh, you said 500?
Still way over.
Half of all chicks? You're cute.
I'm not that cute. No.
Oh, so, please.
In the end, what did you arrive at?
Post those hunky photos on his Instagram. Jesus Christ.
Like, oh, look at that.
We have other things to talk about.
I don't know. This is pretty good. I mean,
I'm enjoying it.
Follow Maddie. He posts these beefcake photos. You're going to be like, I am.
Oh,
I need
wow.
a fan. And to, like.
And something to wipe up all the oil with. Oh, jeez.
Post some in my socks this weekend.
Oh, my God. Great idea. Because he huffs his socks, remember?
I didn't remember, actually. Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out what the hell the point of the socks was, but now I get it.
We'll call back.
Right. Good job.
From a long time ago.
We had a foot doctor in here yesterday, everyone.
We sure did. That's
and then
true.
I did foot news. And one of the stories was about a guy huffing his own socks. Mm-hmm.
And Maddie told us that he also huffs his
I
own socks.
I did not say
on,
that.
And his
yes,
underwear.
I said occasionally I will take a whiff.
Huff your socks and your underwear. I'm just quoting you. Don't be mad.
415 says, LOL, Vinny, I try to work while listening to you. Bleep your content. So distracting in a good way.
Oh.
Someone else said, what is a hot dog?
It's a hot dog.
Hot dog. Right.
Hot dog. You know what's funny is like that I don't notice it, hot dog, but I'm saying dog, og, hot dog.
Yeah.
Why can't I say it?
Why can't you say it?
Hot dog.
That's, yeah,
how about
you
that?
Just did
I
it.
Did. I just did it.
All right, great.
Hot dog. Yeah, from now on, I'll never say anything but hot dog.
Yeah, right.
You look like you're straining to
I'm
say it the
straining.
Right way.
I'm
you're
not
like,
straining at all.
Hot dog.
Was it you the other day giving me crap about room, too? Room.
Room. And then you told me I say the same thing.
Yeah, you say it, too. And you say, you don't say him, you say heem.
You do say that.
Yeah.
And I've actually, I hear it.
I told
and now
him.
I can't unhear it. And I assume that's a West Virginia thing.
I didn't realize it. That's how I said him.
Heem.
Yeah, heem.
I told him. I told him.
Yeah, I told him.
I told him. Say
I told him.
Yeah, he says heem.
So
I mean, it's hard because you're conscious
thing.
Of it right now.
I guess so.
I told him.
So my neighbors, you know the lady that I told you
the
when
singer?
I was growing up? No, the lady that used to scream all the time when
yes,
I was a little
yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
They always said they do the Warsh and Washington.
Yeah,
and
Warsh.
I don't know where are you from that you end up at throwing an R in there like that. What
that,
is that accent?
Is that like a Missouri thing? Because I mean, they would say like Warder.
People where I grew up say Warsh.
Warsh.
They say Warsh?
Yeah, it's a southern thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. In the Warsh room.
Like sometimes you understand an accent and other times you're, how'd you get there?
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. There's
Warsh.
All kinds of little weird regionalisms.
Washington.
Warsh. Oh,
I'm
Washington.
Sorry. Let me look at the letter. Nope. I don't
it's
see
not
it.
Not there.
Sarah, are you jealous of Maddie?
Yes.
What?
What am I jealous about?
They say he seems to know everything and everyone.
I'm so jealous.
Thank you.
Mm. I should get a doll of you.
I might be the person that doesn't like me. There's one texter that doesn't like me.
What are you talking about?
You got like a mean
Everybody
texter?
Everybody likes you.
Yeah. There's one guy.
Oh, is that,
I assume
mean,
it's
was
a,
that
guy.
A mean text?
Yeah, it's a mean text.
Is it?
Yeah, he texted in one time. He's like, you seem to have a, every time somebody comes up, you've met them or know something. I'm like, that's kind of my job is to, you know, when we bring up people,
I wouldn't
we
have
tell
read that
stories.
If that was the case. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
I mean, I am reading them, you know, on the fly. So
yes.
Half the time I get
don't, I,
down
I,
the middle
it doesn't
of
doesn't feel that mean, but the fact that you know about it means
okay.
That,
I'm
you know,
okay.
Maybe you're just taking it the
I've
wrong
I've been
way.
Doing this a long time. It's
obviously you, it bothers you. You get used I don't know.
Well, my dad was born and raised in, in LG, California.
Oh, what's LG? Oh, Los Gatos. Los Gatos.
And he says Warsh.
Oh, does he?
Ah,
that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that is weird.
But he might have been raised by someone who wasn't born in Los Gatos, and maybe that's where
he
picked
it. Like
that.
Los.
I don't know.
Gatos.
Honestly,
you're
God,
gonna get
so much.
They'll come in and tell
more
you're
work
you're
than
wrong.
It's worth.
Honestly, the cats.
Whatever. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Fun and surprises.
Oh,
and maybe some stories. I doubt it though.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.